You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, week 16 is in the books of the NFL. We head to the final week of the season. Still a lot of playoff implications on the line. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Emory Hunt, footballgameplan.com, also works with does some work with CBS, joining us. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Emory, call me crazy, and you can totally do this. I think the Buffalo Bills could beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. Assess Buffalo so far. What do you like about them? What do you like about the way they're playing as we head into the final week of the season?
Well, I like that they are playing, you know, as a team. And when I say that, I'm talking about how, you know, energetic they're out there and playing. They really look like they just love playing the game of football. And when you have that level of enthusiasm, it takes you a long way. So when you're playing together, you're playing for one another, that matters in sports. All those, you know, people in the analytics community will want to tell you otherwise, but that stuff tends to carry some weight for those that are in it, and they're playing really good football right now.
I know you like to follow kind of trends. This kid, Josh Allen, when he came into the league, he was a running quarterback. Now he's got 4,300 passing yards, 34 touchdowns. He's not the leading rusher on his team like he was in his first year in the league. What has he done? What have they done to him to turn him into the passer that he is now?
Well, he's really started to hit his layups, and I'm talking about those shorter passes that, you know, that are your routine throws that quarterbacks tend to have to make. You know, prior to this year, he was missing those. They were either going high or he was throwing it too hard. You know, he's developed a changeup in his passes. Even when going deeper down the field, he's developed a little bit more arc on the football and a little bit more touch. So he's now connecting on those passes that he was missing his first 2 years in the league.
The Miami Dolphins, where are they at in terms of quarterbacking, right? I mean, in terms of playing the way they – I mean, this is a team that is going to the playoffs at 10-5. Is it a Fitzpatrick team? Is it a Tua team? Where are the Dolphins?
I think it's a Dolphins team right now, because you see they constantly can't decide if they want to let Tua work through his mistakes or try to win the game with Fitzpatrick. And, you know, Tua has done a good job when he's starting. I mean, he's won six of his eight games that he started. And so it's not like he's out there playing terrible. The numbers look good, but situationally they want to see him play a little bit better. And I would rather them keep him out there to let him learn through any mistakes or go through any rough patch. But good to have a veteran like Fitzpatrick that can come in and kind of, you know, jump in the game cold and play well. You just hope that, because you know this about Fitzpatrick, at some point, Fitzpatrick will happen, and you just hope that it's not at the most crucial part of the game. Even in the game last week where they beat the Raiders, that pass he threw, he literally just threw it up. You know, it was fortunate for him. The guy was open, and also it was a flag on the face mask. But why are you throwing that football just willy-nilly in the first place? So, you know, there are going to be things like that for Fitzpatrick. He just hopes that this time around, he has a chance to right some wrongs, because the last time he was in this situation was with the Jets, where they had a win or get in situation against Buffalo in week 17. And he had his worst game of the year in that final game that kept the Jets out of the playoffs.
Tennessee and Indianapolis, both teams competing for the AFC South, and both teams are 10-5. And I don't think 1 week can say everything about your season. But, Emory, did you notice something about the way the Titans lost and the way the Colts lost in their game against the Steelers that's showing flaws in these teams, or was it just bad opportunities and just bad games overall?
More so for the Titans than it is for the Colts. I think the Colts, because they had a big lead in that game against Pittsburgh, and they just took their foot off the gas. And so I don't have a problem with those guys, because they still can run the football. Their defense is still solid, still very strong within the front seven. So I'm not concerned about Indianapolis. For Tennessee, it's more of a concern if they can't run the football, then Ryan Tannehill can't beat you throwing the football. He plays well when Henry is rolling, and you have to worry about the run game. But their defense still has that issue on the back end, where they're giving up a lot of big plays in the passing game. So you have a lot of different things in Tennessee that you're worried about. One, they can't get to the quarterback. They struggle to keep the ball from going over their head. And Ryan Tannehill is a good placeholder, when the run game is working, but when it's not, you need him to make plays throwing the football, you know, without relying on the threat of Henry, then he's kind of mediocre.
The Rams with Jared Goff, thumb injury, but there's been a conversation, Emery, about Goff overall. We've heard it for a number of years, despite going to a Super Bowl, that he's not on that upper level of quarterback. Can he be, or is he what he is and will pretty much stay that way?
I think Goff is what he is, man. You know, he's in that Kirk Cousins realm. He's in that, you know, that level of quarterback play, late career Matt Ryan. You know, and it's just kind of like, all right, this is what he is, and you're going to have to find ways to win around him. You know, and he, just like how we talked about Ryan Tannehill, it's the same thing for Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You know, if run game is there and the run game, you know, is doing well and he's doing his play action thing, he can be effective, and the offense looks really good. I mean, there's times when you look at Jared Goff, you're like, man, that's just a really good throw, really good read. He's in rhythm, all that good stuff. But then you look at him in the same breath, and you're like, wow, like it looks like he has no clue. So, you know, I think he is what he is right now, and, you know, you're just going to have to understand that and work around it.
The same kind of question that I asked earlier about the loss for the Titans and the Colts can be flipped with the Steelers. It was a struggling football team and then turned it on in the second half and got a victory, a much-needed victory. But there's still problems there with Pittsburgh, right? This didn't go away.
No, Pittsburgh is a tired football team, man. You know, I think they had their bye week, what, in week four? There was a bye week. You know, so they really have played so many games in a row on many different days, three games in 12 days in one stretch. And so they're literally a tired football team. And to, you know, compound that, they can't run the football. And so if you can't run the ball, it kind of forces you to you know, play a different style of game. You know, maybe use your short passing game as a supplement to your run game. But it also affords you a lot of three and outs or a lot of short drives for your defense, which is tired, and is getting back out there. And it's like, man, you know, we need to either drum up a turnover or score a touchdown to give ourselves a little bit of cushion, a little bit of breathing room. But they are a tired football team. But I'm still impressed they were able to come back, fight through, take it easily, laid down against Indianapolis. They're down 24-7. And he came back and won that football game and stopped Indy from scoring. So it shows you that there's still some fight there, and it's going to be interesting to see how their backups going through this game against Cleveland with a chance to keep the Browns out of the playoffs.
Emery Hunt joins us, footballgameplan.com, fantastic website. Also does work for CBS as we go through the NFL, again after Week 16, heading into Week 17. Emery, Dwayne Haskins, released from the Redskins, he was not picked up on waivers. You could point out and say he's a bust, he didn't work out. But we've seen guys resurrect their careers with a little maturity, someplace else, with different leadership. Does Haskins have that potential?
Absolutely. That's the part I don't really understand about the conversation about Dwayne Haskins. We're not going to sit there and ignore the 50 touchdown passes he threw at Ohio State that made him a Heisman finalist, that went into the only offensive threat he had, you know, at receiver was Terry McLaurin, who up until Dwayne Haskins was the starting quarterback at Ohio State, all he was a special teamer and, you know, a return man. Haskins gets the start. Did we know about Terry McLaurin? We go to his rookie year. Terry McLaurin only goes off. Why? Because Dwayne Haskins is starting. And J.K. Dobbins gets drafted. So those are the only two offensive weapons. And it's funny because we talk about Haskins and look at that situation and say, oh, he had great talent. But no one talks about Joe Burrow, who had the same year as Haskins the following season, who Haskins beat out at Ohio State, who had three first-round picks at receiver and also a first-round running back and also three of his offensive linemen to go in the first three rounds, but it was Joe Burrow because he was great and not because of the talent he had around him. But Haskins, to me, still has talent, and I think in an ideal situation, the team we just talked about, Pittsburgh, would be great because he can get there. They have a stable organization. They do things the right way, and he wouldn't be pressed to put out there until Big Ben hangs him up. And now you have a guy that has learned the system for a year or 2 years, so there's no turnover like crazy in Pittsburgh. I think that would be the most ideal spot for Dwayne Haskins.
All right, Emery Hunt again joining us, footballgameplan.com. All right, one final question, and this is a team that's not going to the playoffs, and that's the New England Patriots, because as you know, Emery, everyone wants to take their shots at New England now that they're 6-9 and it's been a bad season. But there's been COVID outage by players. There have been plenty of injuries, and of course, losing Tom Brady. Yeah, is the criticism fair though? Is the shots that everybody wants to take because 20 years of excellence and everybody has been who's not a fan has sort of had some angst against this team? Is the criticism fair of where this team is at 6-9?
I think so, because I think people still expected Bill Belichick to make chicken salad out of you know what, right?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Even though he got all the top outs and all of the turnover, and Cam Newton clearly is not the Cam Newton that we've grown to know and love throughout his career. Is clearly something that's affecting him with his arm and how he passes the football. So they had limitations at quarterback, and that's fine, but you expected the defense to not be as bad as it has been all throughout the season. I think that is more concerning, and that's why you see people taking these shots at New England, because the defense has been terrible. And yes, they've had some opt-outs, but it also highlights how they haven't drafted well also. So,
yep.
You know, I think that's a big issue, and it's been something that has been a concern, let's say, just the last two seasons. So what we saw last year wasn't an anomaly. It was a sign of things to come, in which we're seeing currently.
Emory Hunt, always good talking to you, my friend. We love having you on. Thank you so much. I hope to catch you up with the playoffs as we continue on with this league.
Appreciate you, Paul. Always having me on, man. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, my friend. Emory Hunt, footballgameplan.com. I told you it was a great site. It is a great site. Also doing some work for CBS on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. All right, some of the things that we talked about, we'll touch on with Ron and I as we continue with Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.